As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yes, sirree. Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, October the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day, especially today with our guest, Kirk McKenzie, in the first hour, Debbie Bacalucci, in the second hour. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, we're most certainly not alone this morning, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning, and we thank them for doing so. Property rights today, cowboys and Indians, loggers, fishermen, rivers, forests, dams, sheriffs, environmentalists, change agents, green weenies, and rogue agencies gone wild. We're going in all those places today. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. And without further ado, I want to introduce our first guest for today, an individual that I've heard interviewed on other networks at other times. He is a videographer, has a fascinating story to share with us today. He's got a new video coming out on the 22nd of October. I hope you'll all be paying attention for that as well. And again, this morning, Kirk McKenzie. Good morning, Kirk, and thank you for joining us here on Become Vocal Local.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Well, we don't have very much time left in the first segment of this morning's broadcast, Kirk, but I would like to have you just give us a bit of a thumbnail sketch, a little bit about who you are, perhaps, and if we have time before the breaks begin, perhaps a little bit about how you got started on this journey.
Okay, quickly. First off, I'm not a videographer. I'm just a normal citizen, but I've been doing this now for 20 years. I was Ross Perot's California State Director for United We Stand America. And since that period of time, for 20 years, I've been studying the world, and I pretty much understand, have a unique depth and breadth of understanding of what's happening, and it's led me to concern about making sure that the future of humanity, frankly, doesn't go in that direction. And I'm doing what I can to inform people and to join in action to make these things stop and get our country back.
Well, it's certainly admirable, and it's work that is something that is absolutely essential. And it's part of what we try and bring out on this broadcast, the idea or the notion of becoming vocal local. As we say in the opening, as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local right where we are in our cities, our towns, our counties, and our states to try and block this globalist juggernaut as it rolls into town. And I think that what's happening now in the Klamath River Valley, all the way from the coast of California, folks, all the way up through the Siskiyou Mountains, up into the Cascade Mountain Range, up into the high country. We're going to cover the whole gamut from the snow melt coming out of the Cascades as it follows all the way down through a series of dams, all the cattle ranchers, the loggers, the fishermen, the fisher folk, the indigenous people, tribal councils, all of this in this particular story. So do stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Thursday, October the 13th, 2011 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're visiting this morning with Kirk McKenzie, a man who's got a lot of credentials. I'm finding out more about him by the moment. I hope you will, too. And I hope that, Kirk, you'll be able to share some of your very vast experience with us as we go through this process. And as I mentioned prior to the broadcast, I want to take pretty much a back seat to you on this and just kind of follow along and visualize the process that you've gone through to help to awaken and stir up the pure, the powerful, and the positive minds of the people of the Klamath River watershed.
Well, it's just give me a thumbnail sketch that I am the son of a career Air Force colonel. So if you cut my veins open, I bleed red, white, and blue, and I'm very concerned about our country, and I have been for a very long time. I'm old enough to know and have watched the news my entire life and see the country going downhill in almost every respect, and the news keeps exaggerating the differences between the people and pushing us apart, and things get worse, and the politicians, in my opinion, have gone way downhill. So I got off the couch, like I say, for the Ross Perot campaign, and at that point in time, having done none of this activist stuff, got up and started to be counted, and then following that, I really dug in. I have a double E, I have electrical engineering degree, I have a master's in business administration, I worked at Intel and Motorola, I'm a high-tech guy by background, I just happen to have a hobby in photography and video. As I approach these topics, the first thing really was to learn, and that's really the first thing that people have to know is the truth. And after studying this stuff for a long time, I've really come to the realization that the most rare thing, the rarest commodity and the most valuable is to understand truth in your own time. because the people that take the power also take control of the media, and they give you a lot of good sounding stuff that's absolutely false, and they hide or disguise or just don't cover the stuff that really counts. So after many, many years, it doesn't matter what where you start, whether you're analyzing education or you're analyzing our debt, or you're analyzing our financial system, you're understanding, trying to understand what's happening with national sovereignty and immigration. It really doesn't matter where you begin. If you study the topic long enough, all roads lead in New York City. There is an international banking family set. They have a radically different vision for the future of this world. And once you come to realize that, then the question is, how do you stop these guys? Because having control of the monetary system is really what gives them their power and the strength. The conclusion I reach is you got to cut off the money. So first, just understand the world. You got to follow the money, and to get a world back, you got to cut off the money. So I wrote a book called Money, Defending Your Prosperity, about the monetary system. I've done seminars. I've turned those into YouTube videos under the name Why We Are in So Much Debt. And then, in addition, because of my experience with United We Stand America, I had some advice for the grassroots organizations that have sprung up now 20 years later, the G Party groups, the Campaign for Liberty groups, etc. And I thought they were making some mistakes. So I sent out a video called How to Take Our Country Back, Part 1, which is on strategy. That's now had over 30,000 views. Combined, all of my videos have had some 80,000 to 90,000 views, so the word's beginning to get out. Then once people understand the strategy, they need to understand, well, okay, but how do I do it? What are the tactics? So I just released How to Take Our Country Back, Part 2, which is the tactical aspects of this. And part of that message is that we need to really focus and understand what really counts, because there's a thousand issues you can chase these days, and then end up doing nothing.
Yes.
So I came up with organizing these into, I think, about 10 or 11 issues that are on the defense and issues that we need to get recover and go back on the offense on, and not a wait around for anybody else, but go on certain issues like the monetary system. So one of the defense issues that's so critical is the defense of private property. I mean, it was Karl Marx and the communist doctrine that said, hey, we're going to take away private property. That, in fact, the abolition of private property is the single most thing that comes out of the Karl Marx Communist Manifesto. And certainly that's what's being implemented today. And so this is now happening on a national scale to take over private property, control the use of the land, and make everybody essentially a servant or even a slave, if you want to consider it that way, to these people who are going to control all the policy of making decisions. So this leads me to Siskiyou County, because it is just an example, one example, one that's I'm in the Bay Area. They're about 6 hours north of me, so I don't live there. But it's one that I can see and get to. And you realize, you know, here's the exact microcosm of the global problem, and they're being mistreated up there badly. I had no idea. I went up there and visited with the ranchers up there. They ended up setting up some interviews, meet with for some 45 people or so. I recorded some 83 segments of video. And I got involved in that story, and I got involved in the desire to bring the urban people of this country to become much more aware of what's happening with the 95% of the land out there that we drive through as we go from city to city, and really what's going on out there. And so I decided to pull together and do what I can do to take on the battle in Siskiyou County and to try and help the people keep the dams and keep the their agricultural and what's left, because after the spotted owl, they pretty much don't have much of an economy left over. So we're engaged in that fight. It involves sheriffs. It involves people. It involves forming alliances between like-minded groups. We're having a gathering on October 22nd where we're going to be bringing all these people together, not simply for a presentation, not simply for the launch of the documentary video, but really to start to unify these people and stand together. And so it's we're going to have expected over 1,000 people there. We may have a lot more than that. We don't know. And so I'm very enthusiastic, and we have an incredible team of people that have come together to help pull this off and are working together in a remarkable way, and it's a very positive thing.
It certainly is, and it's encouraging for a lot of people listening out across America. I've been involved with the Ozark Property Rights Congress here on all of the southern tier of counties in Missouri for a number of years, and we have had similar sorts of things like that, where we put a call out, the sale barn, we'll find a big sale barn, you know, a stock sale barn, where they have a big ring and an amplifier, a PA system, a big seating area, and the place will just fill up. I mean, you look out in the parking lot, Kirk, and there's Cadillacs, and there's dually wheeled one-ton trucks and stock haulers, and you name it, it's all out there. And this is really the back the backbone of the nation. It's, we're talking about the foundation, the creation of wealth. We're reaching our hands down into the real earth, the real land, the flesh and blood man on the land. Sovereignty issues play really strongly in all of this. We're talking about converting land, labor, and capital into the vibrant economy of this country that it was built upon. You can't eat, folks, if there are no ranchers, no farmers. You can't eat if there's no water to go with it. The fisheries are involved in this. The tribes, as I mentioned, are involved in this. And as I went through Agenda 21, the big book, I've got chapter after chapter after chapter bookmarked. This could be a hallmark, if you will, of an Agenda 21 action happening in Northern California, a couple of counties up there, Siskiyou, Humboldt, and then up over into Oregon, Southern Oregon, into Klamath and that area as well. So there are lots of stakeholders. There are a lot of change agents possibly coming involved in this. There are actors. All of the different language of Agenda 21 and sustainable development are laying right in on top of us. So we're going to go away to the break. We'll come back and continue. Our special guest, Kirk McKenzie, defend rural America, folks. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And we're back once again, and let's start at the outlet, if you will, at the estuary there of the Klamath River at its confluence where it joins the Pacific Ocean. It's right in, folks, it's on the north, as north as you can get in California and as southern as you can get in Oregon, right on the 42nd north latitude there is the area that we're talking about, and it's a huge area. There's some 10 million acres in this watershed at least. Probably much more than that if you get into the upper reaches. But nevertheless, it begins at the ocean. And, of course, when we get into the ocean, you've got international considerations that are going on there. There are salmon runs that come in here that bring in the federal government. The Redwood National Forest is there. So you've got just about every tree hugger in America going to be interested in what's going down here. You follow the river upstream, you come into the Hoopla Indian Reservation, and they have interest there. And so when we look at Agenda 21, Kirk, it's always about women, children, and indigenous people. And we've got all of that and so much more in this particular issue. So maybe we could start there and just kind of walk upstream and talk about the Iron Gap Dam and the rest of the dams that are involved in this as well.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm actually going to take the river the other way, but we'll start briefly at the ocean. The thing to understand is the whole issue is the removal of four dams. Three of those are in Siskiyou County, and then one of them is in southern Oregon. The lowest of the dams, the one closest to the ocean, is the Iron Gate Dam, and it's 200 miles from the ocean. So the whole issue here is theoretically that there is a threatened species now, that instead of the Delta smelt or the spotted owl, now it's going to be the coho salmon. And the issue is, okay, well, we're going to allow them to go from 200 miles inland to 250 or 300 miles inland by knocking down four dams, and therefore they're going to be able to have more habitat. That's the basic premise behind the government's position. The whole thing is ludicrous because, first off, 85% of all spawning of salmon occurs within 12 to 20 miles of the coast.
Absolutely.
Here we are talking about, you know, 200 miles away from the coast upstream. Secondarily, this river is a very unique river. Most rivers start in mountains, and you think of nice, cold ice melt and clear water and cold springs. This is not the case here. The water comes from the Upper Klamath Lake in southern Oregon, which is in a dry area. It's pretty much a high desert type country. And the lake itself, for the most part, is only about 10 feet deep, and it's sitting on top of volcanic rock. So what you have is a situation where you have warm water that's getting a lot of phosphor from the volcanic rock. As a result, it's perfect for growing stuff because phosphorus is one of the main things you need to have plant growth. So it's wonderful for farming. It also happens to be ideal conditions for blue and green algae.
Right.
So this lake, you know, can literally turn green. And so the water coming out of this lake is terrible for salmon. They start to die. Salmon will actually die when the water hits 60 degrees Fahrenheit. What they really like is water that's like, you know, 36, 40, 40s, that kind of thing. They like the really cold water.
Yes.
And warm water actually starts to cause all kinds of infection and problems for them. So the water conditions coming from the source are terrible for habitat. And yet the whole argument is, well, we're getting them closer to that terrible habitat so they can breed more. I mean, it's just crazy on the surface of it.
And just to be clear, Klamath Lake is upper Klamath Lake. That is a natural impoundment. It's not a reservoir behind a dam, correct?
I think there might be. I think it's natural to my knowledge. I'm not an expert on it. But it's fairly large and has a large amount of water in it. But it's shallow and it's warm and it's phosphor rich. So anyway, this water comes down. And I think starting back in the authorization to build the first dams, which are called COPCO 1, COPCO 2, I think was in 1905. The dams were built, I believe, and starting in 1920. And like all the dams across the country, these things really provide a critical function. We forget about that, but you know, prior to the dams, rivers would dry up in the summertime. They'd flood in the fall or in the winter. I mean, the spring or the fall when the water melt was heavy, and cause a whole lot of problems. And by putting in these dams, these are hydroelectric dams. So they generate electricity for 70,000 homes. And hydropower is clean. There is no carbon emission whatsoever. It's completely renewable. It's completely, you know, just nice clean water creating electricity. So they're going to be removing these dams. They're going to be removing this great source of electricity, and all in this effort to, quote, improve the habitat for the coho salmon. Now, it turns out, to kind of see how ludicrous this is, the Iron Gate Dam, the fourth of these dams, actually has a fish hatchery. And it grows some 6,250,000 salmon a year that it releases into the river to go into the ocean. And by its own choice, the coho is one of the three or four different kinds of salmon. So it's not the one you buy in the grocery store that we don't mostly think about. That's the king. That's the Chinook salmon. The coho is kind of a poor relative that nobody really likes. It's not a particularly, you know, commercial fish. And so as a result, what they do is this hatchery grows 6 million of the kings and only 75,000 coho.
Okay.
Well, if they're concerned about the number of coho they have within their ability, why don't you double the coho to 150,000 a year and reduce the kings by 1%? I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous, the arguments that are being used. So that's the situation, is the kind of ludicrousness of this. Now, this is all compiled on top of the fact that, you know, the regulations are getting to be absolutely incredible up there. They're designed to put people out of business. The fees are shooting up. The taxes are shooting up. The penalties. We can talk about all this during the hour. But these guys are under attack. And the environmental groups, which are funded by Soros and those kind of people, seem to have money to either pursue this and try and push it through government and get their way, or if that fails, then they take these people to court and tie them up in court for years. And, you know, the 95% of their country that is out there that most of us don't really realize, these are the hardworking people. It's still the reservoir of American values, family values, religious people, and they care about this land. They're pretty much independent. They you know, used to doing things for themselves. And they all have the same issue. They're basically a large amount of land with a low population density, not a lot of money, not a bunch of attorneys. And so when government comes in and starts going after these things, they're not really in a particularly good way to defend themselves. And they're kind of isolated, so they don't really realize that this is happening across the country. They don't really know there's Agenda 21 or the Wilderness Project, the bigger picture. They see this as something that's happening in their backyard, and they're ill-prepared to fight it. But the rest of the country needs to understand this is our true national treasury. I mean, this is the source of our water. It's the source of our food. And despite how they'd like to paint them on the news, this is the best and healthiest food in the world, grown by people who are well-regulated. They love the land. They love their cattle. You're talking about our energy. I mean, imagine you don't have any oil, you don't have any, you know, electricity. I mean, these are the people that give us the energy that allows our industries to work, our homes to stay warm. They're also the source of our building materials, you know, the steel, the granite, the concrete, the timber that we allow to build our homes, and all the products that derive from timber products. And they're a source of our minerals. I mean, so this is really, our country has been blessed because it has such incredible natural resources, and these are the people who bring those things to the rest of the country.
And this project also reverses, you know, all of the energy that was put into it back in 1908 when they did this Klamath project in the first place. You know, the idea was that the settlers in that area, you know, wanted to have the government invest in these irrigation projects. Putting in hydroelectric dams is absolutely a logical thing. The Klamath area is around 4,100 feet above sea level, folks. The fall to the ocean, you know, is tremendous. The power for those turbines and even others is huge. You get in and put in a dam, the irrigation potential behind that, it becomes a settlement basin where all of the settlement can come down out of the water. It becomes a place to recreate, you know, irrigate, just navigate, and have a ball with. So anyway, this is a real attack on property and a real attack on these people. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Retired as a major, full major. Here we go.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again visiting this morning with Kirk McKenzie. You can find the website, defendruralamerica.com. I'd encourage you to do that, defendruralamerica.com. Keep your eyes peeled for the October 22nd release date of the video that's coming out. They're going to have a big gathering up there. If there's anybody that's listening this morning in Northern California, Southern or Central Oregon, this will be your opportunity to come in and network with people that really are going to be making a big difference and perhaps setting case precedent, hopefully turning back the tide of Agenda 21 and speaking truth to power and bringing a little bit of reason to the environmentalist movement. But back to you, Kirk. This is a long segment, lots of room to discuss, and be sure and let the audience know where they can find your work.
Well, the place to go to find what's going on here, catch the news, follow the news, know about the event is actually defendruralamerica.com. defendruralamerica.com. So they can come there and they can learn about the event. They can see photographs. They can hear radio segments. They can hear or watch a video. They can see the latest news and some of the news happening around the country. So it's a one-place stop they can come from, and then from there they can see all the supporting organizations and branch out to them. I think what would be helpful maybe perhaps for the audience is just to understand some of the examples of how egregious this is. Beyond the dam, let's talk about some of the regulations and things of that nature. So to give an example, they have what they call a water master, which is you know, in making sure that everybody uses the water that they're allotted and no more. They kind of had, you know, historical wars over this stuff. They've actually got a pretty good system. They have people that are called water masters now that pretty much regulate that and provide a real value to the community, and everybody's happy with the system. It works. And that's, I think, overseen by the state of California. And what's happened is that the state of California, which is trying to suck up as much money as it can from everybody, all the local communities and cities and counties, I mean, they're trying to drain everybody, have increased the water fees, the water master fees, by 7 times in 1 year. Now, imagine you get an electricity bill, and all of a sudden your electricity bill goes up 7 times the next month. This is what's happening to these people. So, for example, people that might have been paying, say, $12,000 or $15,000 in water fees are now paying in excess of $100,000 a year.
Wow.
You know, imagine you had to come up with an additional $25,000 next year. Here's another example. The coho salmon, the young ones, so they're hatched here, are quite small, and it takes them a while to build up. And they eventually release them as relatively small fish to go out to the ocean. So these little fingerlings are heading on down to the ocean, and for centuries, you know, for millennium, they've figured out how to make it their way down to the ocean. And what happened is that the agencies decided, well, now we need to put in mechanisms to make sure that these fish don't actually get caught in an irrigation system and die. So they put in these, without the approval and without even the knowledge of the scheduling or anything, they just go on to people's properties and put in these kind of concrete devices that, you know, are well-intended. They have a screen, and the idea is to allow the water to go into the farm, but the fish are prevented from going into that branch of the water, and they're redirected back to the mainstream, back to the ocean. And the idea is great. So they put these in, and they maintain them. But if a little coho fingerling, you know, weighs an ounce or two, dies there, or frankly on any place on a rancher's property, the fine for that is $25,000 per fish.
Per fish.
I mean, you know, you can basically have four fingerlings and there's $100,000. There goes your ranch. I mean, people can't, you know, those kind of fees are not just, you know, egregious. I mean, they're outrageous. I mean, they're designed to put people out of business. And imagine you have, you know, these ranchers.
Let me just jump in a little bit, because when you're talking about cattle ranching, you're talking about four legs and a tail and a tube that runs from the grass to the other end. And, folks, when you talk about bringing up dollar numbers like this, you have to translate that into those four hooves. And every time they have to give up four hooves to do this taxation program, that's less cattle that make it to the marketplace. That's less cattle that you're going to see at the grocery store. But even more importantly, this is their income stream. And so it to me, the whole, when you got into this discussion in the previous broadcast that I listened, I was a member of the King County Outdoor Sports Council. I was involved with the Northwest Fly Anglers Group, the Trailblazers Club, and the High Lakers, and I've personally backpacked hundreds of thousands of fry up into the high mountain lakes and understand this process and working with the hatcheries very intimately. And this is so out over the top, Kirk, that, you know, it just enraged me. It's what got me to call.
isn't that incredible?
Unbelievable.
You're talking about a fish that nobody particularly cares about, and all of a sudden you're going to be paying $250,000 a pound.
Well, the death toll on the reds, you know, even the death toll on the red to things like crawdaddies in the river, any kind of a little crab, anything like that will come in. And you know, well, everybody knows what a crawdad is, but they eat plenty and they enjoy them too. And they make we have herons here in southwest Missouri, and they are in standing there feeding. They've got the raccoons that are in working along. So you have no way of knowing what is actually causing the fry to die. But one of the reasons why a hen will lay so many eggs at a time is because the mortality rate, hogs, is exceedingly high. That's why a hog has so many teats on her belly. Just by nature, by our creator, knows the best. And so you cannot expect 100% success in these fry, and it makes no difference whatsoever what people are doing. But one of the things that you brought up, too, and that is that this water is not, you know, a lot of these smaller tributaries that come in, these are snow melt, and they're not year-round creeks, and they're not year-round streams or year-round rivers. A lot of them are just flash flood zones and places like that when you get up into the mountains. So a fish may have a traditional red. There may be a place where they have in the past come. They'll come back to the same spot time and time again. But whether it's still a good and viable red or not, that's not on the fish's mind. They just go back to where they were at.
Yeah. So on this journey down, you know, I mean, for all this time, you know, where they never had these, quote, diverters, I mean, the fish were pretty smart. They could kind of say, hey, that way the water's getting shallow and warm, and this way the water is fast and it's cool and it's, you know, deep. They kind of figure things out pretty much by themselves. So this whole system seems to be designed to put these guys out of business. So now you take it to the next level. Here you are. You have a couple 3,000 acres of land, and you're supposed to be responsible for every little bit of water on that land and be policed on it. It's kind of crazy. So now what happens is you got rabid environmentalists who are out to put these people off their lands, walking onto the ranches, basically trespassing on their properties, and there are suspicion that they're actually planting dead fingerlings and then photographing them and turning them over to the agencies to start to enforce this. And so we had a situation, this is an actual real-world example within the last month or so, that we had a representative, NOAA. Now, NOAA is the National Oceanic, something agency?
Atmospheric Administration, yes.
Yeah, okay, there you go. So here they are. They have responsibility for the fish that are in the ocean. These people come, a special agent. Special agent means somebody with a gun and a bulletproof vest. It comes 200 miles inland from their jurisdiction saying, well, because it affects the ocean fish, we have jurisdiction anywhere that the water comes from. So therefore, they come 200 miles upstream. They go to this rancher, which unbeknownst to him, you know, some environmentalist has come on his property and done some photography, allegedly, of dead fingerling. And this NOAA agent demands access to the guy's property, and the rancher says, no, you know, where's your... You're coming onto my property, you know, what right, what authority, where's your warrant, whatever. And basically says no. And the guy, the NOAA agent, says, listen, I have the right to come onto your property anytime I want. I can knock down your gates and come onto your property I want. And then proceeded to read the rancher his Miranda rights.
Well, one of the things that's involved in this, of course, is virtually the size of these tracts. A lot of them, they're grazing lands, are they not? They're federal grazing lands. And folks, just to put it in perspective, you know, it's not like we're talking about ultra-rich millionaire ranchers. You get up into the high country, this again around 4,000 feet above sea level. Here in southwest Missouri, we're 1,200 feet above sea level. The grass grows so abundantly you can't keep it mowed and raked and baled and windrowed nearly enough. But up there, the cattle are moving from one sagebrush to another looking for a blade of grass to eat. And so it takes a lot of land in order to make this work. And they need to have plenty of water. The cattle come down to one location to drink. And then they'll wander around and try and find something to eat. They might not be back to water again until tomorrow or the next day. So in all of this, the large tracts of land are involved. And it's impossible for a rancher to keep track of it all. And you get into these multi-jurisdictional phrase with the federal government where FedGov comes in, and you're absolutely right, Kirk. This is like having a judge, a jury, a lawmaker, a law enforcer, and, basically the judge there at the same time. He's not only got a ticket book, but he's got a gun, and he can make or break you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is actually something good to talk about as well for your audience to understand. It really started with the federal government.
Okay, we'll pick that up right after the break, and we'll talk about the federal aspect of this. Stay tuned, folks.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the middles of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And we're back once again visiting with Kirk McKenzie. The website is defendruralamerica.com, defendruralamerica.com. Go there, link on it, bookmark it, send it around to your friends. Anybody that's living in the country needs to know this. And now before we close out for the day, this is our last segment. Let's go back to the federal issues and bring in that component because it's so absolutely important. And then maybe if time remains, we can even mention some of the international issues.
Yeah, let me just get into this one issue because a lot of people don't understand what's going on here. There is a desire to control the world. So that is absolutely happening. And how does that happen? And unfortunately, the model that seems to allow them to move forward is, in fact, the Federalist model. So recall when our nation was founded, we had sovereign independent states. And what they decided to do to address issues that crossed political boundaries, they formed a coordinating body, which we now know to be the United States government, but it was there to coordinate on issues of common interest. That was it. And we've seen what happened where that coordinating body all of a sudden becomes a nation. It becomes not only a government, it becomes a nation. I mean, it owns, controls, two-thirds of the western lands.
And, absolutely.
It owns properties. I mean, here's a 10-square-mile coordinating body, and all of a sudden it acts like a foreign country in many respects. Maybe legally it is. So they've learned that lesson. And they're passing around the Federalist Papers, which are always on TV as the role model. No, that's basically strong government, central government arguments. So here's what's happening. They look for some way to justify world government, big government, and taking away the democratic process of basically states, counties, and cities and representing the government. And the way they're doing it is trying to find problems that cross political boundaries. So if you're trying to control things, water is wonderful. Because, my God, if you just say, well, the water that pours in the ocean goes back to a source, back to a raindrop, and I control that entire basin, and I can, because it crosses nine counties and, you know, so many cities and so forth and two states, well, gee, we need a coordinating body to determine the rules on how that's going to function. What happens is, you know, government is responsible for two things, policy and enforcement. And what's happening is they're shifting all the policy outside of our representative system and building these coordinating bodies, whether they're NGOs, whether they're agencies, whatever they are, passing them over here who basically say, we are now in control, and it's completely removing representative democracy. And theoretically, you know, the system theoretically is that legislatures can pass laws where the legislatures give away their authorities. You know, congressmen are supposed to declare war, but no, they've abandoned that. You know, the Constitution gives these people certain powers, but with those powers, they have the obligation to execute them themselves. They can't just push them off into a private corporation or push them into an agency. You know, the person who came up with this strategy at the agency level was Colonel Edward Mandel House, who wrote his book on Philip Drew, the Administrator.
Right.
And it goes back to him. Well, this whole thing about the using the environment and the Green Movement goes back to the 1960s and the report from Iron Mountain, that report. And what they concluded was, how do you control the world in time of peace and when you don't have war to justify, you know, government? How do you justify government? And the answer was, well, they analyzed all the options. And one of them was a global environmental crisis, you know, the environment. And they picked up on that. So, you know, air crosses political boundaries. Gee, that crosses the ocean and crosses countries. Therefore, we have global warming as a false flag operation to build world government. And here we have water being a false flag to, you know, be able to control and eliminate all the local governments. And this is happening at every level. In San Francisco Bay Area, it's not water they're pursuing, but they're saying, well, gee, you know, transportation systems, they cross city and county boundaries and water and creeks and air. We have to do this on an area-wide basis. And pretty soon that, you know, area-wide agency is, in fact, making all the decisions, and the cities are stripped of any authority, and they're just basically enforcers.
Well, let's use a term that the audience may be familiar with, and that's this idea of a multi-jurisdictional task force. And when they go multi-jurisdictional task force, it transcends boundaries. And it's very important to understand that when you get metropolitan statistical areas and multi-jurisdictional task forces, we no longer have a system of states and towns and counties and cities anymore. We have these areas. And if you just think about it, how big is the watershed? And we all hear about these watershed groups. How big is the watershed of the Mississippi River, for instance? And now in this case, the Klamath Basin, it's huge.
The Klamath Basin is bigger than the state of Maryland.
Yes.
So, you know, and basically only, you know, so they're taking control of that. And so here the people who live on the land, take care of the land, who own the land, have rights to the land, have all the rights to the water. All of a sudden that doesn't matter anymore. You know, and so basically they're trying to figure out finding and creating issues. So the coho salmon is the latest one, and it turns out they're not threatened at all. You know, when you hear it threatened, you think, oh, my God, the species is about to go out of extinction. No. The coho salmon, you can go to Wikipedia and discover they've been successfully planted in reservoirs across our nation. They've been successfully planted in the Great Lakes. They travel as far away as Japan and Russia and Alaska. They're all over the damn place.
They're so, almost like, at this stage, beagles, if we want to talk about it. We've had our hands on their lifestyle for so long, Kirk, that to even call them a wild species is almost a joke.
So, you know, here they have, they're not threatened in any way, shape, or form. So what you have to find out is the way they're using the interpretation of this is, well, it's in this particular area where they theoretically are native. There's too few of them. We want more of them because it's not up to historical averages. And by the way, we're not going to count the hatchery fish. Well, it turns out that 78% of the fish there are hatchery fish.
Absolutely.
Well, but those don't count because those are grown in catchery. We're only going to count those that spawned in the streams. So the whole definition they're using is designed to take over and put in these jurisdictional powers and get rid of representative democracies in these areas.
And what would happen if they achieved their goal? What would happen to that salmon run if they achieved their goal and we went back to hens over the red and just their own native reproduction species? They wouldn't be able to support an ocean fishery. They wouldn't be able to perhaps even support themselves. Any sign of a disease that swept through them could take them out completely. So you're absolutely right. It's a specious argument, and it's one that definitely needs to be defeated.
So, I mean, they're taking out these dams. They're going to basically have drought again, and this river dries up in summertime. It gets to be pretty, you know, muddy and kind of swampy. It's not a great place, and I think it's going to go back to those kind of conditions. They're going to release 21 million cubic yards of silt that's built up in these dams over the past 100 years, which contains a lot of heavy metals that have come down from the volcanic area, plus a lot of these dead blue-green algae. We know that's going to go into the river, and that's what their plan is, just release it into the river. I mean, the argument, you know, that somehow releasing this warm water, the dams actually have a benefit because the water is deeper and slower. The blue-green algae tends to settle out to the bottom of the dams, and the water gets cooler, and actually it improves the water quality. This is beyond dispute. The science and the measurements are there. The water turns out to be cooler and cleaner coming out of those dams than it is coming in. I mean, they're basically... The argument is to save the coho, but the actual actions they're taking are probably, the concern is they're going to destroy them. They're going to go after the hatchery. So the hatchery, the 6.25 million fish that are being hatched in the hatchery, guess what? That gets blown up too.
Exactly. And there's no discussion here, you know, folks, about the logic of it. But this is only one portion of it. And in the next hour, we're going to be visiting with Debbie Bagalucci. I'll get her name right one of these days. It's a very beautiful name. But nevertheless, we'll go into it on the boots on the ground standpoint and take a look at that from a ranching aspect. But there is so much involved. Even if you were look at it from the standpoint, Kirk, of stormwater retention and detention, a chain of dams and lakes behind them, the impoundments behind them, can do so much to mitigate sudden stormwater runoff that the clarity of the water downstream is probably as good today as it has ever been since the planet was created.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, it's in far better condition, and one of the people is Rex Casalio, who's a rancher that lives right below the Iron Gate Dam. They've been there for four generations, so they've been there before the dam and now after the dam, and he personally has firsthand experience, and those dams have improved everything in every respect.
Well, we're down to 1 minute. Let me give out your own websites, if you like. Any other thing that you'd like to plug before we go on to the next guest?
Well, if they want to, defendruralamerica.com to learn about this particular issue. And if they want to learn about the monetary system and what's basically who's behind all this stuff, they can go to my other website, which is silentnomorepublications.com. That's silentnomorepublications.com.
And if you know anybody, folks, that you think would be very interested in this issue, or people that you know up in this area, anywhere near the 42nd latitude, please let me know. Send me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'll forward your emails off to Kirk, and we'll get people on the ground. I hope that you have a fantastic turnout on the 22nd. I'm looking forward to your film, breathlessly almost. And do stay in touch with me. I really am interested in this issue, and I wish you the best luck. Thanks for coming this morning, Kirk.
Sure, thank you.
You're quite welcome. All right, folks, we'll be back for hour number two right after these words from our sponsors, top of the hour break.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, and a chat room up and running for you at becomevocallocal.com. I can jump in and chat with some like-minded folks or drop some links in for the discussion. You're certainly welcome to do that at becomevocallocal.com. Here in the second hour, after a great first hour with Kirk McKenzie, defendruralamerica.com, we're going to be joined now with some boots on the ground. Debbie, I'll get this right, Bacigalupi. It's Italian, folks. It's Italian. Faccini, Medici's, you know. So let's all get down with that and welcome you. Good morning, Debbie, and thanks for joining us on Become Vocal Local.
Good morning. That was perfect pronunciation, by the way.
Well, I've been practicing in front of the mirror trying to get my pistachios down just right, you know. But anyway, very interesting stuff going on. We've looked at, talked with Kirk McKenzie in regards to so many of the issues. When I heard you first a couple of days ago on another broadcast, I really liked the style that you present and the issues that you bring, because you're talking about the real world. That you're talking about the boots on the ground, the rancher, the cattle. You know, you probably had cow poop on your boots more than once, as I have. And so we're going to pick up now, folks. We're going to go from some of the real nuts and bolts and try and get into the upper reaches, finding out what the impacts are on the people and what the people who are becoming vocal local are doing right there. We've got a couple of minutes in this segment, Debbie. Maybe give us just a little bit of a brief background about who you are, where you live, and then in the second segment we'll go into more greater detail and continue to build the story from there.
Sounds good. So I'm a cattle rancher's daughter, and I actually live in the Bay Area. And my parents are up in Siskiyou County. And so I heard Kirk's interview. And so I'm part of the issue here in the Bay Area. And I also get to experience what's happening in Siskiyou County.
What a blessing.
I'm fighting, you know, two battles, even though it's the same battle. It's, you know, I'm fighting against pack and sack housing here in the Bay Area, and then up there I'm fighting for a rural land. So, you know, it's been an exhausting past 2 years, because really in California it has gotten hot and heavy in the past 2 years.
Well, and California is kind of like the hotbed for Agenda 21 and all things globalism. It's been a test pod for ever since the late 1980s or thereabouts, and then certainly all the way through the 90s and now continuing. But this is a unique perspective. I also have lived in San Francisco. I'm familiar with it, worked in that area. And having both the urban sprawl, if you will, and all the urban blight in your face, it's probably really nice to be able to go back up and take a look and remember your roots there. So we'll continue along that line. But you have been actively involved now for about 2 years on this particular issue. I don't see it ending anytime soon. I don't imagine you do either. But I'm encouraged by the development I'm hearing. As you bring in the county sheriffs, people are starting to be aware that they have property and property rights, and that the federal government is in on top of their rights. We're getting them involved in all of the things environmentalists, as if they needed a reminder, being both a logging, a mining, and a ranching area as it is. So this ought to be not only for yourself, but for a lot of the people that live up there, quite a learning experience as they start to perhaps get the first taste of what it's like to have your ox gored by the global agenda. But, you know, I think that one of the things that you'll be able to do for the people up there is to bring in one of the most important elements in Agenda 21, and that is the element of women. Women, children, and indigenous people are a mantra that runs through this whole thing, and the more women that we can get involved, the greater your chances for success. Now, we'll be back right after this break, folks, with our very special guest. Let's just call her Debbie.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back on our Thursday, October the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Some of our audiences join us from their top-of-the-hour news and weather break, visiting this morning with Debbie Bacigalupi. We're following up on a broadcast we had the first hour with an interview with Kirk McKenzie, Defend Rural America. They've got a video that's going to be released on October the 22nd. They have a big gathering coming up, hoping to have over 1,000 people in attendance to find out more about this issue. Glad to be able to bring it to the airwaves this morning and to introduce our audience to Debbie and the work that she's been doing up there. Again, we're talking about the most northern region of California. There's five, let's see, I got the counties written down here. We're talking about, here they are, Klamath County, Jackson County, Del Norte County, Siskiyou County, and the Humboldt County. We're looking at the Redwood National Forest involved in this as well. We've got the Klamath River, the Salmon River, the Scott River, the Shasta River, Jenny Creek, Spencer Creek, Agency Lake, Upper Klamath Lake, Lake Awana, Copco Lake, and Iron Gate Reservoir. So we've got a lot of water, we've got a lot of land, we've got a lot of people, and it's all private property rights, folks, private property, and it's intersecting with the federal government and the federal intrusions and federal takings. So with that as a background, Debbie, tell us a little bit about more about yourself, and just begin anywhere you'd like to, and it's all yours.
Okay, well, like I said, I live in the Bay Area, and I'm going to school. I'm in grad school right now, so I'm getting my MBA, and I'm a true animal lover and cattle rancher's daughter at heart. You mentioned it must be nice to get up there and get away. It absolutely is. I have two older sisters, and we all get jealous of each other when we hear that somebody's going up to the ranch. We also have, just as an aside, we also have a little log cabin in the Sierra Nevadas. We've had it since I was born, and so almost 42 years, and it has no electricity, and that's under attack now, too. We're finding out that the same groups involved are swooping up public lakes in the Sierra Nevadas and closing off public roads. So that's also an issue. But I got involved when I started hearing stories from my parents about the Department of Fish and Game showing up to their property and other ranchers' property in Siskiyou County. And they were pretty much demanding why the ranchers weren't signing on to this thing called the Incidental Take Permit Program, which Kirk mentioned, the coho salmon, the Incidental Take Permit Program, it was not passed by Congress. It was a new regulation that the Department of Fish and Game came up with. They sent ranchers and farmers a letter saying, we have this new program, and it's to protect the fish, and it's to protect you also as landowners, because if a coho salmon is found dead on your property, it could be as much as $25,000 per fish, per fingerling, per egg, whatever they feel is appropriate as far as a fine. And then if you don't sign on to this incidental take permit program, you could get prosecuted.
And this is a regulation. This is not a statute. This is not law, so to speak. But ever since the Administrative Procedures Act came along, now we're all under rules and regulations. They're taxable, licensable, and revocable privileges, really, where we once had rights and property rights. But I just wanted to drop that in there.
Yeah, and also what it allows is the Department of Fish and Game, once you sign on to it, it allows the Department of Fish and Game to come on your property at any time, which once you have a government agency come on your property, it opens up your entire property for any kind of violation that they come up with.
Well, this again is voluntary compliance, you know, and when you put your signature onto something, you say to them that I'm under your jurisdiction and that you have authority, and I consent to whatever kind of an action you want to take against me, and I give you that authority. And so I think you're right when you point out that people were maybe questioning whether they should get in it or had gone into this. We had the same sort of a thing happening with the National Animal Identification System and premise registration. But, folks, it's your signature. It's that devilish signature on these forms. You apply all of this to yourself. As Al Anthony teaches us on Behind the Woodshed. But do go ahead. I just wanted to throw that in.
No, that's great. And, you know, I think that we all think from, you know, the ranchers and the farmers in Siskiyou County think that our government and these environmental groups who have been involved think we're just a bunch of dumb, stupid farmers, poor farmers. And really, the people who are up there, my dad, for example, is a professional engineer. We've got a fish biologist. We have a PhD, a university professor. We have attorneys. We've got some smart people in Siskiyou County. And I don't think that our government and the environmental agencies were expecting that people were going to unite like they did, you know, a year ago when this incidental take permit program, I think it was back in 2010, that this incidental take permit program surfaced, and my dad would not sign. There were some ranchers who did sign on to it. They did, unfortunately, and some landowners, and I don't think they knew enough about the Constitution and about what their property rights were. And they were also scared into signing this. So, and then some ranchers were putting together these meetings where, you know, they'd show up and they'd say, you have to sign on to this. It's the law. And my dad would say, it's not the law. I'm not signing on to this. I'm not giving away my water rights. What the Department of Fish and Game want, what they want is 80% of all water going out to sea.
Well, so, you've probably heard of the term blue gold. And this is coming out of Mikhail Gorbachev, the Green Cross Optimist is their magazine. These are all things that they're doing to gain control, complete control of not only our food, but also the water. So you're absolutely right. It's all about water. It's all about food.
It is. And, you know, you and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the ability to control and manage water. And we have this amazing infrastructure of dams and rivers and aqueducts and canals that have, I mean, even the environmentalists wouldn't be here without this, you know, masterful water system that we have. So, you know, in Siskiyou County, like Kirk was saying, you know, with the phosphorus-rich land, it's perfect for farming and grazing and crops. And you know, there's not a lot of people who want to live that lifestyle. And what the Department of Fish and Game is up to is, you know, getting people out of the urban or out of the rural, out of the rural and put them into the urban so that all we have is urban and wildlands, period.
You wouldn't be talking about the Wildlands Project, would you?
Oh, well, the America Great Outdoors Initiative that Obama put through a couple years ago, which I believe that whole initiative is to link all national parks together. So when you think about that, up comes, you know, Kaufman's red map of the United States. And then when you think about all the things that are happening in Siskiyou County, they've destroyed our timber with the spotted owl, which prefers to mate with the barred owl, they have just recently declared. So, are we going to pray soon?
Yeah, we sure are. So don't let my coveralls and my straw hat fool you, folks. I'm a doctor. I'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Listeners, if you are listening online this morning, you've got an internet-connected computer, you might want to jump into the becomevocallocal.com. Jen K. Puddles is in the chat room, busily working, and just about every word that comes out of Debbie's mouth, all of the sources are being dropped in as links for you as we go through the broadcast. So it's quite a resource. It's the other broadcast that runs beneath and behind this broadcast and simultaneous with it. But back to you, Debbie. Let's just continue along and pick it up. You were just starting to get into the owl issues and things like that. You know, Klamath and the Klamath County itself, Klamath Falls, that is quite the area. Not only do they have mining and minerals, recreation of all kinds, but they've also got orchards up in there, crop growth going on up there. There's irrigation going on. So just kind of build that visual picture that we're not talking about a bunch of hillbillies, like we said, going into the break, folks. Just because I got on my overhauls and my straw hat and I got my shotgun in my arm, don't think that I'm a hillbilly, because you might be talking to somebody like Debbie with a bachelor or a master's in business administration or a doctorate, PhD. A lot of people live in the country. They are actually running a business. And big-time ranching makes lots of do-re-mi if you can do it well, so you need to really have your head screwed on right. We're not necessarily talking about a bunch of hayseeds and hicks.
No, we're not. And, you know, for a lot of the people, I know we're talking about timber, but just to go on your point there, you know, a lot of the people, like my parents, they moved up there to retire and enjoy what they worked so hard to create for themselves. And my mom's, you know, goal since she was a child was to always have a cattle ranch and to have horses. And it, you know, I think it was like age 35, my dad bought her first horse. And we have, I think, 18 horses now, and they, you know, pretty much roam on our property. We have 4,500 acres. It's not a big ranch, you know, compared to some of the biggest landowners in the country. But and certainly not as big as some of the cattle ranches in Texas. We're actually a small cattle ranch, and maybe 350, 400 head. We did lease our land out to another rancher who was Harris Beef Ranch, which is, I don't know if you've had Harris Beef, but it's, you know, you can find it in stores, and it's one of the finer natural beefs out there. Our cows are natural beef. We take care of them. We love them. They can roam on certain, you know, we move them throughout the land, throughout the year. But mostly our land is for wild animals. We have elk, we have deer, we have all kinds of duck. We have lion, we have mountain lion, we have, in fact, we've lost some of our animals to our horses, our dogs, to bear and mountain lion, and of course the mountain lion is protected. We have coyote, we've got antelope, you know, we've got just all these great animals that come to our land, and it's beautiful, it's, you know, managed very well. And it's just, you know, I don't think anybody takes better care of their land than the people who love their land. So to me, it's absolutely crazy that there's these people who work in, you know, like, for example, San Francisco, which is nothing but landfill, in these huge concrete buildings, and concrete, anything that sticks is usually made out of a cow byproduct, like asphalt. So they use all these resources that are provided by ranchers and farmers, and then they come up, you know, and then they come up and ridicule us for how we're managing our land. And it's just, to me, just seems so hypocritical. And that's something that I've been tackling, is the hypocrisy of our, not only of our politicians, but also the environmentalists. You know, I used to be friends with some environmentalists from the Environmental Defense Fund who get billions of dollars a year. Right. And, you know, I went to an event the other night and they're wearing leather boots way past their knee and with their leather matching bags. And, you know, I just want to like shake them and say, okay, do you not get the hypocrisy here?
It's right in your face. You know, when you look at it from the standpoint of the hypocrisy of the bureaucracy, and you're absolutely right. So many of the people that I've intersected with in my life that I've had to deal with, the environmentalists, they're basically deal killers. A lot of times, many of them have, as you said, you know, grown up in a very urban environment. This is an area that they were excited about going into in college. When you go into the public school system, the public school system in academia, you are fed a steady diet of propaganda. By the time you come out, you're a perfect little enviro weenie, a wacko, if you will, and you've had a full dose of sustainable development and everything globalist and globalism. Unknowingly, you don't even know it. You just take all of this stuff on. You know, you're all together and down the road with Darwin and the evolution of species. But when you look at and you stand back and you stand on the land and you stand back a little bit and you watch and you be careful and be quiet. You know, one of the nicest things about the time that I've spent living by myself in a log cabin and on a piece of ground is you get out and you walk around and be quiet and watch the eagles and the vultures and the other season, and you see the deer come in and you see how they work, and you see the raccoons and the possums and the around here we have bobcat and things like that, and you see how the whole thing works together. There is absolutely no clash, if you will, between your horses. Your dogs can be a trouble if you don't, you know, if you've got really aggressive dogs and small wild animals, they can be a bit of a problem. I had some hounds and they were always getting the raccoons up the tree, but, you know, what can I say? They didn't kill them. But nevertheless, when you get involved, folks, I think that there's nothing finer for to be a true conservationist is a rancher or a farmer, because they're the people who have the most to gain, the most on-the-ground knowledge, and they also have the most to lose from their errors. And so very rarely will you get somebody that will just come in and horse around on their land to the point that they really diminish the value of it and the productivity of it, because they're really just spiting their, you know, cutting their own nose off to spite their face, Debbie.
Yeah, oh yeah, so true. And, you know, you couldn't have said it better. We do have the most to lose. If one of our animals, you know, has salmonella or whatever, we could lose our entire farm. We could lose everything that we've worked our life for. And then when you have these big, you know, agro dynamic, you know, big ag companies, they've got so much money that they can afford the lawsuits of being irresponsible and having animals that are diseased. But we can't. So the people who most, I think, are going to give us the safest, healthiest food are the small farmers and ranchers in the United States of America.
Well, I read an article on the from the Bloomberg website earlier. I think it was either earlier this week or last, in regards to a big Wall Street venture that went down, I think, to New Zealand. And they wanted to get involved and get into this the food business in a big way. They went in there, spent millions of dollars, wound up having a rancher, ranch hand, if you will, that was on the graft. No matter what they invested on the property, you know, the fertilizer was going off the field at the end of the day in the back of the helper's pickup trucks. The equipment was being, you know, pilfered and pillaged. And so you talk about, you know, an out-of-state or an out-of-country landowner. This is what we're dealing with, folks. The people we really want to support in all of this are the people who are actually right there on the land, boots on the ground. They understand the situation. They live inside of the climate. They live with the climate. And so this is how it's going. Now, as far as dollars and cents are concerned, you've got, let's say, 4,500 acres. You're running 350 head, maybe $2,000, $2,500 a piece for those animals that slaughter, or perhaps more. I don't know what you get. It's none of my business. But, you know, you're not looking at cutting a fat hog in the back, folks. If you start losing cattle, you lose everything. And so this is just what we're up against. So let's continue. We'll come back after the break and bore deeper into this topic. Stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back right here on Become Vocal Local with our guest, Debbie Bacigalupi. And Bacigalupi, I'll get it down one of these. Fettuccine, all the dulce, burro, anyway, all that stuff. Now, this is our longest segment of the broadcast, Debbie, so why don't you just kind of put it in third gear, get it, nose it out onto the highway, and take us for a ride.
Sounds good. Hey, I'd like to say a few comments that my sister is texting me right now. So here's what, Jenna's pretty funny, here's what she has to say. Let me go, hold on. So she says, we can send men to the moon, but we can't figure out how to get a fish passage around a dam. And then she writes, LA gets their water from dams. SF people also get their water from Hetch Hetchy. She also says, we have plenty of jobs in agriculture. Our Mexican neighbors know this and risk everything to work here. But those jobs are not good enough, so our population would rather go on welfare. So, you know, we're killing all these jobs that we can get from agriculture, and you know, we're destroying our agriculture, and yet we bring people from other countries here to work our agriculture. So it's just, you know, just complete hypocrisy.
Well, it is, and if we start something basic and go back to, let's say, the writings of Adam Smith and the idea that everything begins with, you know, land, labor, and capital, and John Locke, that, you know, whatever a man puts his hands to becomes his property, and we understand what our economy and our way of life and our traditions and what is America and those kinds of questions, you know, we're in when we're dealing with the United Nations Agenda 21 issues, and when we're dealing with the regulatory agencies, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Forest Service, Fish Service, and all the rest of them, they're in there boring away at the very foundation of who we are and whose we are, and I find it absolutely repugnant. And so let's just go ahead and continue, because this is so very important that the people out there get this if they don't get anything else out of this broadcast.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, a while back I was mentioning the timber and the Bardell. So, you know, besides the dam issue, which Kirk talked about, and they want to, this will be the biggest dam removal in history. And there will be a big celebration, by the way, if these dams come out, by those people who want these dams out. And the majority of people who want the dams out don't even, they're not even in Siskiyou County. In fact, Siskiyou County Water Users Association, which my dad helped found, I guess is what you say, they come up, they got on the last election a Measure G, which Measure G was dams in or dams out, and the Siskiyou County people got to voice their, whichever way they wanted. And over 79% of the population in Siskiyou County voted for dams in. And the majority of the stakeholders are either in Washington, in Portland, Oregon, or even above, even in lower southern Oregon. But they're not, but three of the four dams belong in Siskiyou County. By the way, these dams are owned by Warren Buffett. I'm not sure if Kirk said that.
No.
And also, Warren Buffett has invested in the Ruby Pipeline. The Ruby Pipeline will be the alternative for dams out for energy. So the dams provide 70,000 homes with green, clean energy. It's inexpensive. If these dams come out, there's already in place a Ruby Pipeline that goes from Wyoming to southern Oregon, and the prices will skyrocket for these people. So not only are the Siskiyou County residents having to put up money, I think it's $180 million between the Siskiyou County residents to have the dams removed. And at this point, they're not even talking about removing the dams completely. They're talking about breaching the dams. So imagine all the sediment buildup, all the pollution, all the chromium 6 that's going to come down the river and kill and wipe out everything. So like Kirk was saying, you know, it doesn't make sense. And the other thing that Siskiyou County Water Users Association came up with is this fish bypass tunnel. And it's called the Shasta Nation Bypass Tunnel, and it's named after the Shasta Nation tribe, because the Shasta Nation tribe is getting, how do I put this? They are becoming extinct. There are three tribes, other tribes, the Karuk, the Yurok, and the Hoopa, who will get lots of money and lots of acreage if these dams come out. So they are all for the dams coming out. In fact, they're working with the Bureau of Indians and Ken Salazar to have the, or I guess it's Bureau of Indian Affairs is what it is, to have these dams removed. If you look, you know, it's like follow the money. All you have to do is follow back who wants these dams out. And it's the same people over and over again. And yet they have this list of this sheet of like all these, you know, they're involved in meth. They're involved in, you know, hurting their girlfriends. I mean, it's just, you know, you got, it's like the good people against the bad people, or I don't know how to explain it, but.
Well, it's a global agenda. It has to do a lot with women, children, and indigenous people. And in Agenda 21, it closes with forest principles. And what this whole section here is about is raising up the forest to basically the level of a godhead, virtually. And we have to look at it from the standpoint that they are in understanding that to them, this is, you know, trees, the redwoods and all that, this is a spiritual issue. And for these indigenous tribes, the indigenous peoples, you know, this is their spiritual and cultural heritage. And even though they talk about social, economic, and ecological needs, they also do bring out right in this text the spiritual needs of present and future generations. And so they have an unusual orientation. But here, all across America, we're supposed to be building these green jobs, creating these green shoots and green jobs, which are going to wilt in the winter, die up and shrivel and be gone. But what they want to do is go to these green energy sources, and you can't get any greener than a hydroelectric dam. You know, and from 1908 forward, with the Klamath Project, all of this was carefully engineered, carefully built, carefully designed to last for generations. It has. And now the same government wants to tear it all out. It's beyond, you know, insanity. It's a mind blower, unless you can understand that what they really want to do is they want to rewild America. And they want to put us all back into urban areas and then reduce our population to the barest bone survival level, if that, and or completely replace our population with another people. And so they may be coming in from the near and the Middle East through the international migration and development agenda. They may be coming from the northern or, you know, the southern hemisphere up here. And, you know, they're just basically out to get us, and we need to know that. And we're in a war. There's a revolution in the air. That's why I encourage people to be part of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, and the sad thing is that the Shasta Nation would become extinct as a result of this. There's not too many of them left. They're not being recognized by our government. And their burial grounds are under one of the lakes, you know, that are, I believe it's Kopco that they're under. So if the dams come out, their burial grounds are going to be washed away. And in fact, Kirk did a really great interview with one of the Shasta Nation tribe members. And, you know, she's just in tears talking about her relatives that, you know, who are just going to be washed away. So, and that's why on this fish bypass that they came up with, instead of breaching the dams or taking out the dams, this fish bypass, which would cost a third of the cost of taking out the dams, would be named after them. And it's a lighted tunnel, and it goes, you know, it'll reach up past the dams and go right into the phosphorus-rich lakes that Kirk was talking about earlier. But, you know, at least it's an alternative. And so my dad and other members of the Siskiyou County Water Users Association have been going to meeting after meeting every day in different counties to talk about this, to talk about water issues. They can't even, you know, farm their own land right now. They're so busy in meetings. But anyway, they've been presenting this to our government officials, and they keep ignoring them. They don't want to hear alternatives. They don't want to hear about a win-win solution. Their whole intention is that the dams come out, and they're using junk, false science to have the dams removed and feed propaganda to the public. We finally got an opportunity to reply in a recent Fox News online article about the dams being removed. Practically every article almost every article, in fact, I could say every article, has been against the dams being in. And it's the same people being interviewed every time.
Yep,
and
yep.
Whether it's our local newspaper or Fox News, for example. Well, finally, we all got together as, you know, a unified group, and that's much to do with Kirk unifying more people, bringing the urban with the rural. And so now we've got, you know, this fight going, and we've got some force behind us. Well, anyway, out of
hold it right there. I don't want to lose a moment of that. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're back with our last segment with Debbie Bacchalupi. I'll get it one of these times. Anyway, folks, you can go up to the website, defendruralamerica.com. Defendruralamerica.com. Find out more about this issue. Stay up with it. The Klamath River is under attack. All the people that live out there. And, Debbie, we've got another 10 or so minutes of the broadcast. So just take it where you'd like to go and be sure and plug any of the events that are coming, the people that are important for us to know about, and any websites that you want to add.
Yeah, before I forget, I'd love to plug Kirk's YouTube channel, because this is where our documentary is going to be posted. And we know that the only way we're going to get traction, because we what I was saying just a bit ago was that we, with the Fox News article, we had over 507 comments to that article saying dams are good and all the reasons why the dam should be in. And the majority of those comments were in favor of dams, and all of a sudden the article disappeared, or the comments disappeared, and it left the article with Ken Salazar's comment and also the tribes who want the dams out. So all of our comments were taken away. So we know that the only way that we're going to get traction, because we have no media coverage. My family's written for the past 2 years. Ranchers have written in the past few years to Fox and other news stations. They're not covering this. So the only way we're going to get traction is by we the people. And so Kirk has this YouTube channel called Silent No More Pubs, like publications, but Silent No More Pubs. And if people can link to Kirk's YouTube channel and like his videos, that once this video comes out, we all need to get it to go viral so that we can defend rural America. Because obviously our government isn't doing it, and our politicians aren't doing it, and the environmentalists aren't doing it. So it's going to be up to us.
Well, let me ask a question in regards to that, because I'm very much aware of the National Environmental Policy Act, the NEPA process, and it's an involved process. I don't know whether or not you have come across that term in this so far, in this struggle, if you will, but yes. Has anybody been following the NEPA process, and are the agencies actually using it?
We have come across it, but what we're finding is that the best way to fight this is through coordination and the 10th Amendment. So we're working with Fred Kelly Grant. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's fabulous, and he's helped other states with their private property rights. So we are coordinating with the sheriffs. We are coordinating with Fred Kelly Grant. And I know that there's going to be some news coming out in the near future about coordination. And the other thing that we're putting together is this bus tour and the film debut in Siskiyou County at the Wairika Fairgrounds on October 22nd. We are hoping to get thousands of people there in support and to watch this documentary. Hopefully Kirk gets it done. He thinks he's going to get it done, but if not, it'll be a kind of a sneak preview of it, and then people can access it on YouTube or even Defend Rural America. And then also we're going to have probably for the first time a sheriff's panel, and the sheriffs are definitely, we've got sheriffs coming from all over California to join us, and so it should be rather exciting.
Well, you definitely have, Klamath County, Jackson County, Del Norte, Siskiyou, and Humboldt County sheriffs that ought to be in attendance, and
yeah.
and other people from there. The county commissioners, hopefully from there, those counties will also be in attendance. But I brought up the NEPA process. If we can understand correctly the idea of government by unelected boards and councils, the idea of government by administrative agencies, if you can catch them in missteps,
yeah.
In other words, they have certain rules that they have that they themselves have created. And then what my experience is that oftentimes they will have missteps. They won't follow the rules. They'll leap over something important. And when they do that, they violate their own process. And then you can attack them on that ground. If they're in there trying to attack your private property and your rights and your title and your interest, your possession, then it's time for us to come back, put the shoe on the other foot, and bring forward actions, causes of actions for the failures on the part of the regulatory agencies.
Yeah, and that has been thrown around, and I don't have any specifics to give you, except for I know that there have been some secret meetings. In fact, there were some secret meetings when coming up with the Klamath Basin Agreement, mm-hmm. So restoration agreement. So there have been some secret meetings, but I don't know enough about NEPA to talk about it. But what I did want to throw in, William, before it's too late, is that also, Siskiyou County is undergoing potential monumentalization. And Southern Oregon and the Siskiyou County Mountains, the Cascade Mountains there, are could be monumentalized. In the next year, Obama has, through executive order, opportunity to monumentalize over 19 million acres in the western United States.
So this will become a national monument or a national heritage area.
Right, and it's over 10 million acres.
Yeah.
And what is being thrown out there is it could be up to 600,000 acres that could be monumentalized in less than the next year. And so that would be another attack on our land and our ability to use, you know, the land up there and purchase the land up there for private property. And then the other thing that they're going after is something that we call the 1600 permit or the 1602 permit, which is stream bed alteration. And what stream bed alteration used to mean was something significant, like you put in a new road through a stream, you put in a bridge on a stream, something that's really significant. Well, now they're starting to reinterpret that old law, you know, that I think is like 50 years old. And remember, Michelle Obama said they were going to rewrite history. Well, that's exactly what they're doing in Siskiyou County. And so what they're doing is reinterpreting and telling us that, oh, those laws, they were misinterpreted way back then. This is really what those laws meant. And with the 1600-1602 permit, it's that what it should have meant was that anytime you walk in a stream, you need a permit.
Right.
So, and then we also have to fence on either side of the river that runs through our property. I think it's 115 or 130 feet each way, each direction, which takes out some of our most prime land.
Creating a riparian corridor.
Yes. And then, let's see, if an animal, Kirk talked about the $25,000 fish. On our property, our land is so basalt rich that we don't know if salmon have ever been up our rivers. We know that there have been trout, but we don't know that there's no evidence of salmon ever being up our river. So if an elk crosses the river and happens to step on a fish that we think that, you know, they could be planting, who knows? They've got an agenda that they want to fulfill. It's $25,000 for that, you know, violation.
Osama bin Elkin Stomper.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing is with the water issues that are coming down, and this is, I just read this in an article written by one of the ranchers in Scott Valley, because it's not just Shasta Valley where my parents are, it's also Scott Valley, is that for diversions, so we are diverters, we have either cold springs on a ranch or we have a river that runs through it. So for our domesticated water, for example, which is a small pipe from either the river or the spring, that's considered a diversion, and it could be up to $2,500 per year per diversion, even though these are adjudicated riparian water rights in perpetuity.
Right.
So it's just, you know, so our ranching costs, and you talked about that earlier, could be anywhere, and we have no idea where they're going to be, but they could be anywhere from $100,000 more to $1 million more. We have no idea. Then the other thing is we're flood irrigators, which is the best kind of irrigation because the water seeps into the ground. It goes back into the aquifer or the watershed. The roots follow it down, so because the roots are following the water down, versus sprinkling, which a sprinkler system could cost, you know, $50,000 to $100,000, depending on your land.
So no matter how you cut this, Debbie, we're running right out of time. I want to thank you very much for being with us. But no matter how you cut it, this is a bad deal, folks. So that's why we're going to take the time, and I hope to be able to talk with some of the other people that are being impacted in the weeks ahead and follow this issue very carefully. October the 22nd, the new video coming out, a big meeting out there. Anybody up in the area that wants to attend this meeting, I'm sure it'll be well worth your time. If you're an activist, this is the time to get active. If you want to become vocal local, here's an opportunity to do so. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye, folks. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.